This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Farmers gathered at a local farm outside Litchfield yesterday for the Cover Crop Field Day hosted by the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. This event was also sponsored by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. The day consisted of many industry speakers discussing the benefits of planting cover crops. One of those industry speakers was Doug Hansen, a seed specialist and forage seed lead for ProHarvest Seed. Doug discussed the benefits that cover crops can bring to local farmers, specifically those with livestock.
ProHarvest is an independent seed company. We have our own brand of corn, wheat, and seeds in Illinois up in Iroquois County. That's headquarters. And then we also specialize in forages and cover crops, which is a little bit unique to most of the seed companies out there today. I personally grew up in Iroquois County as well and have a farm ground. And my wife and daughters and I also raise cattle in Iroquois County and have worked with the government on some of the EQIP programs, both for implementing livestock operations, grazing operations, as well as utilizing cover crops in programs such as CSP and EQIP as well.
So like you mentioned, you do have some cattle back home, and you also mentioned in your talk today that cover crops can provide a lot of winter feed for livestock, specifically cattle. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that was the great area that cover crops kept their place in the state of Illinois for a long time, is that we did have a lot of dairy and beef producers that used winter rye. They'd use winter rye and turnips this time of year, fly it into some standing corn, and then we could graze. And basically, the cover crop was a scavenger at that point. We were trying to keep low input of the cover crop itself, plus any added cost to it. Today, things have changed quite a bit. Still see some wonderful benefits for the livestock guys. We are using higher rates on what we're doing, and in some cases, we're waiting and we're drilling in maybe like up to 2 bags of winter rye per acre. But we're seeing in the spring, besides getting some fall grazing, we'll see anywhere from like 1.5 or 2 tons all the way up to 4 or 5 tons of feed before we would harvest that. And then what we'd love to see is come in after harvesting that, either put some corn silage in there or some soybeans. So we can have this either grazable or harvested cover crop, and we can put it between two insurable cash crops. So that's something that the government's working really hard to help farmers in Illinois realize, that we can get some of the feed opportunities and help grow the livestock side of Illinois. But also, we really value good corn and soybean acres and production, and we can have both.
And like you mentioned, cover crops aren't only for the livestock guys, they're also for the crop guys. Can you tell us a little bit how cover crops can benefit corn and soybean producers?
Yeah, excellent. You're right. So what we've done is, from what we learned on working with livestock farms and seeing the improvements agronomically of the soil and then also getting feed, then we've taken some of those same mixes, but we tweak them a little bit. We back off the rates quite a bit. So we can get across those acres quite a bit cheaper. And we're seeing some just excellent scavenging of nutrients. We're seeing increased soil biology because we're stimulating that soil with some overwintering cover crops. We're also seeing some really good weed suppression. So we're having ag retailers as well as farmers tell us that, a good cover crop program implemented with a good herbicide program is where we're seeing some of those cleanest fields out there. It's a systematic approach. We spent a lot of time this morning talking about that. I'm a big believer in systems. It's a systematic approach that we're definitely seeing benefits out there on these good Illinois soils.
And your company, ProHarvest Seeds, they have quite a few options for farmers depending on whether there's corn in the field currently or soybeans in the field currently. Can you tell us a little bit about those options?
Yeah, so one of the things we kind of struggle with as a company is we really like to keep things simple, but at the same time, everybody has different goals and different needs on a piece of on a ground, and they're following, like you said, a different crop. Mm-hmm. So we've created some mixes that completely winter kill. We have some that are just one or two varieties in there, and all the way up to we have some with 4 and 5, and then we do some custom stuff too, where we get into even as high as 12 or 15. But that's something that we don't really like to talk about a lot. We like to see growers take themselves there. But as a company, we really like working with those people who haven't done cover crops, help them get started, get a good system implemented. And then, like I said, we have different mixes that can go across any of the acres depending on the needs and depending on the goals and depending on the management availability. Because as farming, too, it's different for every producer, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people are doing everything by themselves. Some people have, two or three people that are part of the operation. So we have to make sure it fits into that system.
And where can farmers around here find more information about ProHarvest Seeds and cover crops provided by ProHarvest Seed?
Well, we are fortunate that in Illinois and some of the surrounding states, we do have a nice network of dealers. If you go to www.proharvestseeds.com, we have a dealer locator page. And so that's one place that you can find, or you can call me at 815-382-6684.
That was Doug Hansen with Pro Harvest Seed. In local events, come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show on August 18th. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. Awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m. And the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water, and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pull at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pull at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come on out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop, located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, beans, brats, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops discussion. At 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. That's all the time we have on your morning farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.